From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, November 14th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com. And by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
The Trump administration is proposing new rules that would make some asylum seekers wait a year before they're eligible for work and deny eligibility to others. Maine School of Law professor Anna Welch oversees the school's Refugee and Human Rights Clinic. She estimates there are 5,000 to 7,000 asylum seekers in Maine, and she says many have skills that are badly needed here.
We have businesses in Maine that are shutting down because they can't find the workers for them. So again, this could be incredibly impactful to our state workforce.
It's not clear how the proposed rules will affect eligibility for public assistance while asylum seekers are being processed, which can take years. In its filing, DHS says that even if asylum seekers are found to have legitimate claims, quote, the integrity and preservation of the U.S. asylum system takes precedence over potential economic hardship. There's a public comment period of 60 days on the rules. Welch says if they are implemented, the rules will likely face court challenges. An international group of scientists, conservationists, fisheries managers, and others are in Portland this week for the annual meeting of what's called the North Atlantic Right Whale Consortium. Federal regulators told the group that they are looking at a wide slate of measures to protect the endangered whales from entanglement in fishing gear. They include reductions in the amount of lobster trap rope allowed in the water and in the strength of that rope. The feds now say they'll consider opening an area in Cape Cod Bay, now closed from February through April, to lobstermen using so-called ropeless fishing gear. Under the plan being considered, lobstermen would get year-round permits to fish in that area if they use the new technology, which relies on acoustic signals to trigger a mechanism that sends a tethered buoy from the trap to the surface. But it is still an emerging technology, and many Maine fishermen don't believe it will work in the Gulf of Maine. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it will formally publish its full slate of proposed new rules early next year. And Maine heating prices are low at a time when residents are starting to crank up the heat. The governor's energy office says a weekly heating fuel price survey on Tuesday found the statewide average cash price for heating oil was $2.64 a gallon. The office says that is the lowest the price has been in almost 2 years. In weather tonight, flurries everywhere but the southwest and lows in the high teens north to the mid-20s in the south. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with some afternoon snow in the north, warmer with highs in the mid-30s to low 50s. On Saturday, sunny and breezy, with highs in the low 20s to the mid-30s. A degree from Maine Maritime Academy generates one of the highest returns on investment in the country. That's according to a new report released today from researchers at Georgetown University. The report's authors say the latest data provide a new measure to gauge a school's value beyond its national reputation. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Maine Maritime Academy in Castine is home to less than 1,000 students, but it's one of only a few colleges in the country that trains future mariners as part of its mission. President Bill Brennan says the school may not be the right fit for, say, a concert pianist, but for students wanting to study science, engineering, and marine technology, the school offers intensive academics and hands-on training.
We're much more narrowly focused than say, a university or a liberal arts college that has a diverse curriculum.
And according to a recent report from Georgetown University, a degree from Maine Maritime Academy has significant long-term value. The study used newly released federal data to assess the return on investment of degrees from thousands of colleges nationwide. Maine Maritime was near the top, near schools like Stanford and MIT. In fact, MMA was projected to return the sixth highest value 40 years after a student had enrolled.
The American system basically teaches everybody that the optimal choice is high school to Harvard. And in economic terms, that's not true.
Tony Carnevale is the director of Georgetown University's Center for Education and the Workforce. He says the report offers one of the first comprehensive looks at the long-term economic return of college degrees. While schools with elite reputations scored well, Carnevale says some colleges that are more directed towards a particular industry, like Maine Maritime Academy and the St. Louis College of Pharmacy, had comparable values over 40 years.
It's that direct connection to an industry where the occupations pay very well that really does drive the earnings.
Maine Maritime Academy President Bill Brennan says the school strives for a career-oriented approach with hands-on training and requisite co-op programs. And he says it's now common that more than 90% of MMA students are placed in a job in their field within 90 days of graduating.
And our alumni provide those co-op opportunities for our students, and then our alumni hire those students. So that connection to the workforce for our students is huge.
And Georgetown's Tony Carnevale says at a time when tuition and student debt continue to rise, the new report may inform students and their parents in deciding which college to choose. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.